What is up, our friends from the internet? It's the Tech Yeah Games podcast. I'm your host, Tony, here with my Britney Spears loving co-host, Leo.
Hey, man. It's true. She's great.
I do. I love Britney. Like, there's no denying it. I love Britney Spears, for sure.
I remember once, a quick anecdote. I was in college, and a friend of mine came over, and I had her first album because I bought it because I thought it was awesome. And I had a lot of other music, too. But she was just like, why do you have this? And I was like, because it's fucking great. And she was like, oh, okay. We just kind of moved on. But it was just funny. It was like, that album's really fun. Hasn't aged very well, but like, anyway.
Yeah, people really try and lay that like judgment on you, like when you love things, right? But like, nah, dude, that shit's good. Like, I want to listen to Miley Cyrus. Like, I like Britney Spears. Like, that shit hits. I got the Billie Eilish record right here. Oh, like,
yeah, that one's great.
Dude, Billie Eilish is great. Like, yeah. I was kind of on board with like, oh fuck Billie Eilish, like, you know, like this is dope, like whatever. And then I listened to the music, I'm like, this is fucking amazing. Like, why would anybody hate on this? It's so good.
Yeah, she's awesome.
People just love being haters, right?
Oh yeah. You know, yeah. As we talk about almost every week. I guess we're kind of haters too sometimes, but
oh, I'm totally a hater, but not on
but
music.
At least we can admit it.
Yeah, I can totally admit it. Like, if someone calls me out, I'm like, you're right, you're right.
You're like, oh yeah, absolutely. There's so much I hate.
Yeah, there's a lot I hate.
Maybe we should do a pop music podcast. I don't know.
About hating on pop music? I mean, we could do it. I would never hate on pop music. I love pop music. Like, yeah, 100%. I mean, yeah, some of it. Like, of course, it's all, like, taste-based. But even the stuff I don't like, I almost love just because it's pop music. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's a certain, like, I have a certain fondness for people that make, like, I just make hits, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, I feel like something endearing about it more than I do than people that make, like, I don't know, I guess it's true too, like, even games, like, I do have a fondness for people that make, like, banging ass games, right?
Like, oh, totally. Even like, people favorite. People always talk about, like, graphics don't matter. I'm like, no, I guess they're not the most important thing, but like, when a game looks incredible, it's fucking awesome. Like, you know, I love playing the new Call of Duty every time. I'm like, yeah, this is sweet. Like, I don't know,
maybe
there's room in my heart for both,
I'll be honest. Yeah, you might not like it this time.
Yeah, maybe not, actually. We'll get into it.
But yeah, like, you know, people want to hate on, like, Fortnite or whatever. Sure. It's like, no, that shit's awesome, right? And then people and then, you know, on the opposite, people want to act like Halo's so great, but no one likes Halo anymore, right? Like, well, it's not a big deal.
We'll be getting into that.
It's not a big deal. Like, who gave a shit about Halo 5, right? Like, let's be real. Did you, Leo? Did you give a shit about Halo 5?
We're about to talk. Let me just give everyone a little heads up. We're going to be talking about Halo today.
Oh, this is getting spicy already. with that in mind, Leo, why don't you tell me what you've been playing this week, and let's get this show on the road.
Well, I played some Halo. You will be surprised to hear.
Gross.
No, it was kind of interesting. I realized that I wanted to play Halo. I was listening to some podcasts, and they were just talking about Halo games, and I was like, man, Halo was cool. Like, I never loved it. I never, like, was super hugely passionate about it, but I really liked the two on the Xbox. I never, like, disliked it. I never got super into the multiplayer. But again, this was an example of, like, man, I haven't thought about Halo in, like, you know, 10, 15 years. Like, I should give it another shot. These are important games. Whether you like them or not, they're, you know, they're clearly very influential. And the Master Chief Collection is, like, 5 or 6 entire games for $40. Like, it's a good deal. And all the multiplayer, everything, like... The more I thought about it, I was like, yeah, like, unless you hate Halo, which seems weird, like, I totally get not loving it, but to be like, no, fuck Halo, is like, why? It's fine. Like, it's inoffensive at worst, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I think the multiplayer feels pretty bunk at this point. I'm surprised.
It's definitely old. I mean,
I'm surprised people got so into the Master Chief Collection multiplayer, because playing it, if you play other games, you're just like, this is pretty, like...
It's just old. You know?
This is very old. It does not feel good to play. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's a lot. But, I mean, regardless, with all that said, I like the Halo campaigns up to 3, you know?
Yeah, and it's a good-ass deal. Like, that's a lot of game for $40. So, I picked it up. I'm playing through and my plan is to play through all the campaigns in co-op. And then, so we started with Halo Reach, which is the first in the timeline. That's why we started with that one. And it's good. You know, it really is. It's fun to play it. Like, they're not amazing, but there is something pretty neat about the battles. I mean, I'm not going to say anything here that's revolutionary, other than, like, we talk a lot of shit about Microsoft. So it's kind of fun to go back and be like, okay, trying to have an open mind. Like, and the more I play, I'm like, no, this is a good game. Like, it's really fun to play. It's fairly mindless. It's not exactly, like, deep. But you're the emergent, what's that?
You're playing a co-op?
Yeah, that's correct. So it's pretty, I think it's pretty easy too, because we're playing on normal and co-op. So we're really just running through it, but that's okay. But it's still fun. Like we have fun, we laugh. The emergent like combat really is pretty cool, and that has aged well. Like the fact that you go into the same firefight the same way every time, and it always plays out differently. That's cool. Like that's really all Halo has going for it, essentially. But that's huge. Like the firefights are just fun and like different every time, and that's really cool.
360 era Xbox did a hell of a job with like couch co-op first party games. Yeah. Right. Like between Halo co-op and Gears co-op, like totally. I didn't even fucking like Gears. I've never liked Gears of War, but yeah. One of my friends lived next to my office, like where I used to work, and it was kind of far from my house. And every night I would get off work, we'd go to the bar, we'd have a couple beers and get like dinner, like we'd have a burger or something, and then we'd go to his house and play Gears of War co-op like way too late at night. You know, I ended up driving home at like 1 a.m. just to do it all again the next day.
That sounds
great.
And we
did this. Yeah, we did this for like months and months, and it was just great. And I honestly did not even like Gears of War, but the accessibility of the couch co-op at that time, I think was just, it was incredible. Like there was just no denying that it was just fun to do that, you know?
Yeah, I love that you're like, I don't like Gears of War. Yeah, I've played 200 hours of it, but I don't like it.
For real, I think it's one of those games where you're like, this game is so fucking obnoxious, but like I'm having a good time, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I kind of like Halo because it's, I wouldn't say it's obnoxious, really. At least, again, I'm only playing the Bungie ones right now, so, you know, there's a lot more to play. But they feel kind of old school in a way that's charming. I actually do like the visual design. Like, I do like that they lean into bright colors, you know, just because other shooters from that era were so intent on everything being gray.
Yeah.
And there is something kind of cool about, like, no, everything's bright ass purple, bright orange. Like, it's cool. It's an interesting visual palette. The skyboxes are beautiful. And the story's, you know, kind of a lot of nonsense, but it's pretty, you know, it's fine. It's very, like, military lingo. And there's, like, the doctor created the Spartans. And, you know, I don't really care, I guess. But it's still, I don't know. I guess all I'm trying to say is it's pretty good. Like, and yeah, that's not exactly a hugely controversial opinion. Yeah, Halo Reach is pretty good, but it's just fun playing it again and really kind of trying to fill in this hole in my consciousness that's been there for a long time, which was always, I really liked Halo when it came out, but other people got so into it that it started bothering me, and I haven't played a Halo game in forever. And then it's been fun diving back in. And again, not to keep coming back to this, but that value proposition is pretty fucking solid. Like, I kind of want to just buy it just to be like, yeah, please, more people do this. That's so many games for so little money.
Yeah, people that are into Halo are fucking the worst, right? Like,
not really the game's fault, you know? But I do agree with you.
No. Anyway, that's like, dude, Chief is the shit. And it's like, who's fucking Chief, bro? Like, yeah, you know, like, he's no one. And it's just,
he's not even in this one, which is kind of
Halo's
nice.
Tattoos and, like,
yeah.
That shit is just like Cortana, Chief, shipping.
Slash fiction.
It's gross. Like, yeah, it's. It's such a weird community. Halo community is so weird.
It is weird. But
I will agree with you. I played a lot of those first Halo games. Yeah. I never got into any of the later ones, but they were great. I mean, especially for co-op. It's kind of where it was. And I will say, like, on consoles, because of, you know, Xbox Live was so good, and or it was kind of all there was in the original Xbox era, I played a shitload of Halo multiplayer, because, like, my brothers all played it, right? Like, we literally all pitched in and all bought Xboxes and Halo. And I probably pitched in the least because I was the youngest. But and we just did that shit every night with, like, my cousins, my brothers, like, anybody we knew.
Absolutely. Same here. It was when we first started drinking, too, because it was, like, you know, high school. So, there was a lot of late night getting drunk and just playing Halo, Blood Gulch. I just remember we laughed so hard. And that's because they're good games. They're well made. They're fun.
Yeah.
I remember once we even played Halo 2. An old childhood friend of mine's brother was a projectionist at a movie theater, so we brought in a couple Xboxes and hooked it up to the projector, and we were playing at night on the giant screen, and that's a memory I'll always cherish. So, all that to say, like, Microsoft sucks, and Halo Infinite still looks bad, I will say. I've not turned around on that, like, it just looks bad.
It really looks so bad.
But I'm having a lot of fun running through these games, and they're not going to change my mind that they're, like, brilliant or beautiful in the way that the other game I'm going to talk about is. But they're fucking fun. And $40 for 5 or 6 games? Like, I keep saying that, but that's That's really generous. They didn't even charge. It's only $40. They could have charged $60, and it still would be a good deal.
Yeah, they're not masterpieces, right? Like,
no, they're not masterpieces. You'll never, but they're solid.
They're pop music, right? Just like
it's
we're like, talking
it's
about.
It's like a Marvel movie. That's what it reminds me of. Like, no, it's fun. It's good. It's well made. It's like, even if you don't love it, you have to acknowledge the craft. It's like people at the top of their game, literally.
It's but like the Nickelback of gaming, right?
Well, I would say Nickelback is obnoxious, whereas Halo is not.
Look at this photograraph, bro. Come on.
Come on,
you'll always
man.
Remember it. You'll always remember
it. No, I'm sure there's some good Nickelback songs. I'm not like a hater. I remember hearing him on the radio and being like, this is not for me. But
yeah, that was kind of a rip. I'm just kidding. But it's not, you know, Halo's not art. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
No, I mean, there's art in it. But yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. And anyway, I'm having fun. And I'm looking forward to starting Combat Evolved after this. And yeah, just running through it. And there's some cool set pieces. And yeah, I'll keep you all posted next week. I'm sure I'll. They're not very long either, so you can get through them pretty fast. Yeah. Especially if you're playing on normal and co-op and you just run through everything so easily.
Yeah, I remember getting like those games down to such a fast loop, you know, once you started doing like all the different difficulties in a row, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you just like, you knew every mission. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun.
It is fun. And the music's good and it looks good. Oh, and it's really nice playing it in 60 FPS. I'd imagine trying to play it on a 360 would be very hard. But these are, you know, these are solid ports. It looks pretty good, and playing at 2560 with G-Sync and 60 frames per second at least. I think it might be locked at 60, but it works great.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
I know. Maybe I will get an Xbox Series. No, I'm just kidding.
If I win one from Taco Bell, I'll get one. That's the only way.
I know. I keep seeing that commercial. I'm like. Like our like YouTube ad or whatever, and I'm just like, wow, I don't know. If I won one, I don't even know if I'd bother to like send it in. I probably just like. Put the winning ticket or whatever, the drink cup on Craigslist.
Yeah, I was leaving the mall today. I went to Ontario, and there's a Burger King in the parking lot, and I was like, oh, I really want a soda. And I was like, oh, I'm going to Burger King because if you spend $5, you get a chance to win a PlayStation 5.
See, it works. So they got you.
I didn't win a PlayStation, but I did win an order of French fries. So.
So everything's coming up, Tony.
Yeah, things are looking up. What can I say?
2020 is not so bad after.
Not so bad. It's working out.
So I played Halo Reach. The other game I did play that does really blow me away. It's incredible. And I've talked about it already, but I'd like to talk about it a little bit more, is Dishonored 2.
Another Dishonored speech. Here we go.
No, dude, this game is fucking incredible. Like, talk about art. This is an amazing game. Like, it's so polished. They put so much work in it. The world building's so cool. I love these immersive sims like BioShock and, you know, even Dead Space to some degree. Deus Ex, I guess, is a better example, probably. But I just love it when they build these levels and they're huge, beautiful, like, densely packed levels. Where there's just nothing's out of place, and they're giant, and they're meticulously designed, and there's a million different ways you can do everything, and every style of gameplay is supported. Like, it's a great example of a game when you look at it at first, you're like, oh, it's like a stealth-based FPS, but the more you play it, the more you realize, like, this is so hyper-engineered. Like, it is, they put so much work into every level. And every aspect of it, too. Like, again, it's beautiful, it's creative, like, it's such an interesting world they built, the writing's good, like, even the people's fashion is super interesting and unique. And I beat it, finally, and I immediately started over a new game to play as the other character. I never do that. It's very rare I'll start over a game immediately.
You son of a bitch, you know I love video game fashion.
No, seriously, these are some fly-looking people. Like, the villain, she looks so cool. Yeah, I don't know. I'm loving it. I'm almost done with it again. It's not very long. And again, like you were just saying, once you played through it once, what I'm doing now is I did a real stealth-based run the first time, which I don't normally do. You know me, I'm not a big stealth guy, but this game made it so fun. And this time I'm just murdering everyone I see, including civilians. Like, I just run, and there's all these powers that support that. So it's just a totally different game. And like, basically everything I didn't do the first time I'm doing now. And it feels like a very different game. It's a different character. All the conversations are different because you're like this blood, you know, violent, vile, like massacre person.
Massacre person.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Maniac.
That's what you call them, right? Yeah, massacre person.
What are the massacre people you hear about?
I'm glad I got you on the podcast for your vernacular. You're the writer. I'm supposed to be the stupid person.
I have a fucking English degree, and this is what I'm coming up with.
Yeah, just the heads up. But... You're the writer. I'm the dumb one. Okay, let's keep it that way.
It's called massacre people. Yeah, it's an amazing game. I don't know. I know I've talked a lot about it, but the more I play it, the more I am just really blown away by it. It is so fun and so just well made. Like, these people really, Arkane really is at like the top of their craft, which is why I'm so sort of disappointed by Deathloop. It just looks really like, and again, I haven't played it, but it really looks like not at all what I want from them, which again, they're not beholden to me. Like, I'm glad they're doing something different. They've made a lot of Dishonored games, and Prey is very similar. But I don't know. They just have some brilliant people working over there, and I'm really loving it. And then I also played the first Silent Hill a little bit, but I won't bore everyone by continuing to talk about Silent Hill, but I am having fun going through the original, even though it's very aged.
Yeah, let's hear more Silent Hill talk, just what we need in this era, all right? Everyone's out there chomping at the bit to know what's going on with Silent Hill 1. Thank you, Leo.
Listen, it's Halloween time. We talked about this. People should be playing Silent Hill. It's scary. It's interesting.
Oh, is that your scary pick for the week for Halloween time?
Yeah, first is Silent Hill 2, now it's Silent Hill 1. And then next week, let's do Silent Hill 3, okay? There's quite a few.
You're really giving the people what they want. So
I'm really expanding everyone's horizons.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you so much for that. Is there anything else you played this week you want to talk about? I also played
a bunch of Super Mario Galaxy again, and it's just, I love it so much. I think it's my favorite Mario game. The more I play it, the more I'm like, has everything that Mario 64 did, but everything's better.
Hot take.
I love it. I love it so much. I think it looks great. I think I really love the way it's just tiny levels. And they're all, again, like, super polished. I love all the gravity shit.
I love that they're tiny levels. I think that's the best part of it.
It's amazing. That's how I want to play 3D ones. That's why I like the 3DS one so much. 3D Land, I think it's called. It's just like that. It's just, like, really small, compact levels that are super fun. They never outstay their weapon or their welcome. I just love Super Mario Galaxy. I even like the story. Like, Rosalina's cool. I love all the funny little Loomas. Just has everything Loomas I want, you know? Except...
The Loomas are so good. Like, they're the best.
Yeah, they're just, like, fat stars. Like, who'd have thought? Yeah, duh.
Yeah,
and
fuck a Toad, bro. Give me a Looma.
I was about to say, though, Toads are also hilarious. Like, they're so funny in this game. The shit they say is very funny and adorable. I like them.
Looma's over Toads, bro. That's what I say.
I agree, but I say both, you know? That's the nice thing about this game. There's room for everyone. Everyone is welcome in the Mushroom Kingdom. And but I will say this. Right? I fucking hate the spring power-up. It's so bad. It's like, it literally, I remember as soon as I got it, I was having so much fun. I'm like, God, I love this game. It's like so amazing. And then as soon as I got that spring power up, I was like, oh yeah, damn it. This like drops 10 points off in my estimation. That's how much I hate that fucking spring.
Wait, 10 points out of 10 points? You're giving it a zero? Mario Galaxy? Zero out of 10? Thinking more like Leo? Wow.
Hot take. This is SEO,
hot
right?
Take. This should just get hot. I now have the title for the episode, Mario Galaxy 0 out of 10.
Leo. Oh, God. Yeah. No, I more meant like from like 99 to like, not even 89. It's still amazing. But this one spring suit really does suck. It like, it's so not fun. And such a weird counterpoint because it's like unpredictable and hard to control. And I'm like, that's not why I play a Mario game. Like, I play it because they're all about control and how they're so like tightly made. And throwing like a weird spring suit that goes in weird directions and never quite works right. Yeah, that is not what I want from a Mario game. But all that to say, Mario Galaxy, amazing. Absolutely good.
Amazing, absolutely good.
Yeah, put that in the episode title.
Oh, Leo, you're really on one today, and I love it.
Yeah, well, okay. Let's hear about what you played.
Well, before
let's
we hear
to
about
you
what I
make
played,
verbal mistakes,
because we have no news stories today, let's take a quick break before we hear about what I played, and we'll get into it then.
Sounds good.
Hey, Lou, did you have a good break?
Yeah, it was all right.
Did you find any good news stories during the break?
Yeah, I was about to say, we looked, and I always try and keep my ears out and sort of make a mental ledger of like, oh, we can talk about this. Looking forward to talking about this week. It was like, surely something happened, and look, and nope, not really.
Yeah, there's got to be something out there, right?
I saw an article on Kotaku that was about, like, Miles Morales' shoes, and I was like, okay, this is clearly a slow news week. Like, what the hell is going on over there? But imagine them. Like, that's their job, is to write headlines, and if nothing happens.
Yeah, maybe this is why I keep hearing about Joe Biden Island, all right? Because...
yeah, there's not a lot else going on.
I can't, it's impossible for me to believe people really give a shit about Joe Biden Island in Animal Crossing. Yeah.
Well, so no, he spent like 200 hours on that thing, I'm sure.
I'm sure he did too. I'm sure his aquarium looks fucking amazing, but that's neither here nor there, okay? What did I end up playing this week? So, of course, I played more Genshin Impact. I'm hooked.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a real sucker for that game. I spent $30 on it.
Nice. That's still not bad. I mean,
it's not. I figured, like, I played a lot of it, you know, so I might as well try and get that Venti drop before the event ended. I did not get the drop, but it's okay. I got a different 5-star. I got Jean out of it. She's cool.
Oh, cool. She's like the head of the Knights of whatever.
Favonius, bro. The head of the Knights of Favonius. I really wanted D-Luke if I was going to get a 5-star that wasn't Venti or maybe Kiki. But, you know, Jean's who I got, so Jean's who I'm playing, okay?
I tested out the girl who's like, she has like a bird.
She's cool. Yeah, I use her. I have her too. I like her a lot. But
reminds me of that dude from Devil May Cry 5.
Oh yeah, kind of. Yeah, they are similar. They both say very.
They're very like poetic and goth, and I don't know, just funny.
Yeah, very abstract goth poets wandering the land looking for fights.
you know how they do.
You know how they do. But so I'm still playing that, and I have been enjoying it. It's
fun.
It's a good game, man. I can't help it. I log in every day. I do my dailies. I don't think I'm really like. My only issue is you get kind of story blocked by account level pretty quick. So so with that, you know, so then I just kind of log in for a while, do dailies, and eventually I get back to being able to do story quests because I'm not that interested in most of the side quests. So, but that's, you know, that's not the end of the world.
For the price, it's hard to complain.
Yeah. It's funny. At least all the games I played have a story attached. So at least we have some stuff to talk about. and the first one I'll talk about is a game that I have talked a lot of shit about on this very show. Okay. Hater on this very show you're listening to right now.
With
you
ears.
May have heard me besmirch the name of a game called Rogue Company. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You talk a lot of shit about Rogue Company.
And, this just did, and the game is still pretty shit, but what did happen so when we all know who Dr. Disrespect is, right? I don't have to explain the doctor.
We've talked about him on this very show as well.
We've talked quite a bit about him. I love the doc, okay?
Yeah.
I love the doc because he's entertaining, right? It's a show, and he's putting on a show, and I think that's
Britney
great.
Spears of streaming.
I mean, I don't know if I give him that much credit, but he's maybe like the Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, there streaming, you go.
Okay. But so when he first started on YouTube, I remember they kind of had this back and forth with the Rogue Company devs about him making a map for Rogue Company, right? I think he was doing a sponsored stream and it kind of came up and this kind of brewed back and forth. And he like made some screenshots and stuff of like, oh, here's my map concept or whatever. And this week the map came out. It's called the Arena. There's a Dr. Disrespect skin for one of the guys where you can be the doc with fully voiced doc voice lines. A Champions Club on the wall with all the top donors to doc. And it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's a cool map. I still do not like the game. I played it for a little while trying to, you know, get a feel for it and see if I thought it was interesting. I still don't like it. People do, so great. I'm happy they do, but if you ask me, I'll tell you it's bad.
It's got a bad name.
Yeah, and what I think is really interesting about it is like how Twitch is going to deal with people streaming that content, you know? Because I know that they...
Oh, that's a really good point. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, because they've had some issues in these past couple weeks with there's a streamer named Nick Merckx, who's like a professional Call of Duty player, and he got in trouble. Well, he got a slap on the wrist, but they like reiterated their terms about like dodging bans or suspensions, basically saying that by Nick Merckx playing in a tournament with Doc, they weren't even on the same team, but they were in the same lobby. Having Doc's voice on his stream was like a violation of their rules, right? Yeah, it's so gross, right? But
just like making this shit up as they go along, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, and so then they added this like a new rule to everyone saying, you know, if you're not making good faith efforts to mute suspended streamers or whatever, then you know you'll be suspended. I mean, You could say that, but that's how people make their money. So they can't just tell them to fuck off, right? Like, there's nowhere else to go to make
no,
that
no,
money.
No, I understand. I mean, I just mean, like, that sucks.
Like, fuck
that's
off.
Just,
yeah,
that's just so, like, what's the word? Like, petulant, you know?
Yeah,
there's petty. A good word for you.
Petty. That's what we. That's how we normal folks say that word, all right?
The Philistines.
They said these motherfuckers are petty.
and they are petty-ass motherfuckers.
And they are super petty motherfuckers.
No, they are.
Like,
it is. It just feels very, like, it's just stupid.
It's
really
it's
is what it
real,
is.
Yeah, it's real stupid. It's real immature. It's like, yeah. Who's running the show there? Like,
it's very juvenile.
This,
yeah. It's like some high school
this
shit.
This is the look.
To so-and-so? Like, wow, I can't be friends with you anymore.
Yeah, who thinks this is the look? Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, who over there is like, we need a show of force right now. Nick Mertz had Doc's voice on his stream, you know? And it's like, what? You know? And it's like, someone get me the legal team, you know? And you're like, oh, God. Yeah. Like, who is this? Like, who's
some barn-ass lawyers over there?
Yeah. It's,
come on,
fucking...
come on, Jeff Bezos. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm sure Twitch is the top of your list of priorities.
It's just a real lame, like... Yeah. Like concept, right? An ideology, but I haven't heard anything about the map itself having issues with streaming. I think because, let's be honest, Rogue Company's not a big deal on Twitch right now, probably. Yeah. So they kind of don't.
Although
worry
I bet it's bigger
much.
Than it was before all this. Went
I bet
down.
It is too, right? And I will say I saw this chart and it showed like live viewership by like day for YouTube, like once Doc came, and it has literally like doubled. Right, like wow. The amount of people that view all of YouTube gaming, not just Doc streams, right?
That's
like he
nuts.
Definitely has had a crazy impact on YouTube gaming in a way that I don't think Shroud or Ninja did with Mixer World, obviously, right? But you know, I think we're there realizing he is more of a pull with his like personality type show, and I think how he elevates other streamers, right? Like there's a guy named Z Laner that plays with him in tournaments all the time. And that dude is blowing up right now because he's just like, he goes nuts on Doc streams. He's just so good at Call of Duty. And, and yeah, like he's blowing up. And I think, you know, I think Doc does a really good job of like elevating everyone on the platform. You know what I mean? Like a rising tide raises all ships. Right. And I think Doc's an example of that and, you know, kind of what he does. Yeah. I think it's really good.
Yeah. That's interesting. Like, the idea of like being in the game and cause he worked at Sledgehammer, right? Do you know what he did? Was he a level designer?
I think that was part of it. I mean, yeah. I don't know specifically. He's said stuff like that, but, you know, I don't know the particulars on. Yeah,
he's an unreliable narrator.
Yeah, he's an taking his word for what he did at any given company, like his streams aren't real. So to take his word for any of it is.
It's right there in the name.
Yeah, it's a fool's errand, right? So I just like to enjoy it. But yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting that the. How Twitch's reaction is to him being in content that gets streamed on their platform.
Yeah, you know? No, that's funny. And that's a whole new, like, yeah, there's some busy lawyers over there, I bet.
Well, and it just goes to show how like silly their like policies are around it. And they're just, they're like the some way they handle these things are. Yeah. Just kind of petty and dumb, you know? Yeah. What are you going to do? Rogue Company blowing up thanks to the doc right now.
Yeah, I mean, good for them. You know, it's got to feel pretty good for them when they landed that deal.
Yeah, good for them. That's what I always say. Good for Rogue Company.
Yeah, that's what you always say.
That's what I'm always saying out there. Another game I played, which I thought was interesting, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War had their pre-order beta Thursday, Friday, and then their open beta today or yesterday and today. Today's Sunday.
Now this was on, were you playing on PC? Because the earlier one was on PS4, right? Was that even an earlier beta or is it the same thing?
No, this is a new beta and this was on PC. This is all platforms.
Oh, okay.
I actually pre-ordered Call of Duty Cold War. So the reason I pre-ordered it is because, do you know what Cash App is?
Like the app?
Yeah, Cash App, the app.
Yeah.
So I have a Cash Card and Cash App, and I was on Twitter, and they promoted a tweet saying that for 20 minutes, they would give you 99% off a purchase, up to $50. And so I pre-ordered Call of Duty Cold War.
For like, holy shit, that's awesome.
For 10 bucks. Yeah. It's funny, because it actually didn't work when I did the transaction. because they did like a $1 verification charge ahead of time that burned the boost, as they call it, like the discount. But eventually they gave me the money. It took a lot of bitching, but eventually I got my money. But yes, so I bought it. $10
seems like a good deal for a new Call of Duty game.
Not a bad deal to get the new Call of Duty game. But maybe it is a bad deal because I did not like that game at all.
Tell me about it. What didn't you like about it?
I'm hoping it nets me some benefits in Warzone to own it, right? Yeah. Like it did, like it does for the current Call of Duty. Like you unlock all your gun skins and your attachments and everything, you know, like in the base game, and then you can take them into Warzone. I think it just feels so bad. It's really slow feeling. There's no like attack sprint, you know, like in, I don't even remember Modern Warfare. If you like, you can like sprint and then you can like super sprint for a minute.
Yeah.
Right. Like, there's none of that. It's one speed all the time, which feels very flat in comparison. Like when you're used to being able to kind of speed up and like use this kind of boost of speed to
especially
get places.
Especially like Black Ops 4 was really twitchy and fast. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So have it feel that they slower is pretty lame. I think the guns don't feel good. I think they feel a lot better once you get attachments on them. But at their base level, the guns feel very toyish and just not that fun to play. I think sniping feels, in some ways, like inaccurate, I guess is what my best take on it, right? Like,
yeah.
In some ways,
not
it's too
arcadey.
In some ways, it's too arcadey. Like I would just like rip shots and just one shot kill, nail people that I don't even know how I was hitting them. And then sometimes I would just have someone lined up and shoot at them, and then they would just like not, it just wouldn't kill them, or it would, you count it as like a limb shot, they wouldn't die. And I just like, I didn't have a good consistent feel for like sniping in that game. It felt like it wasn't, it was never meeting my expectations, right? Good or bad. And I feel like a lot of the guns kind of have that feel to them, but I just thought the whole like feel of the game just wasn't, it wasn't fast. It wasn't that exciting. It was very clumsy, right? And it just feels less than Modern Warfare. You know, I think it does suffer from the fact that Modern Warfare was so good, right? Like, yeah. I think that's undeniable. Like, you know, I've heard it kind of mentioned a couple times, and like, this would have been such a good opportunity to just keep building on Modern Warfare, right?
Yeah.
Like, why force yourself to make a new game when you could have just like kept it in Modern Warfare, made it like the Black Ops season, right? And like added a ton of skins and guns, and you know, maybe even like rework how Modern Warfare worked for a little while, but like kept the client, kept the things people liked, kept the, you know, because I really feel like this is a downgrade. And I think that's a tough thing to stomach when you have these like annual shooter games, right? Like you never want to like downgrade people with a new version. So
how much of it do you think is like it is worse versus it just feels different, like some people might prefer it, or do you think it is like genuinely like of worse quality, you know what I mean?
I think it's genuinely of worse quality.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Like I really do. I just think there's less, it just feels like less, like when you play it. You know, like this is the beta weekend, like I should be excited to play that game, and I would much rather have been playing Modern Warfare, you know.
Yeah.
And not because it unlocks certain, right? Like
that's not good.
Let's put it this way, I spent $50/$60/$10 on the game, and I played it for a couple hours, right? And I was just like, okay, you know, like this is fine, like I get this, I'm not,
yeah,
I don't need to like grind out, you know what I mean? Like I was like, this is fine, I get what this game is. And the operators are all ugly, which is I think is like the real sin, right? Is that all the operators look really stupid, right?
Like and, you wish they looked more like they were from Genshin Impact.
Oh dude, if they look like Genshin Impact, this would
be fucking goat.
Ten of the year, game of the year. Yeah. And better than Mario Galaxy, that's for sure. But no, like they just all look crummy, right? Like they just look uninspired. They're not cool looking, you know,
that's
what I mean?
How like, I felt about the operators in Modern Warfare, to tell you the truth. Like
they're better.
Wow.
And the Modern Warfare ones are better because at least there's like milsim dude, right? Like at least there's like, oh, this guy just looks like a military guy, he's got his face covered, right?
Yeah.
And the closest thing you have in Black Ops is like a dude with a ski mask on, is like your, it's like your face covered dude, right?
Which you're is like the base operator for Siege, which I think Siege still has the best as far as like visual design and sort of the recruit. But I mean, like, I just feel like Siege really nailed down the really having a distinct look for each one, and it does feel like everyone else is still trying to play catch up in a lot of ways.
Oh, what I really think is a miss is the operators aren't aligned to sides, right? So it's all one operator pool, which isn't very big, but everyone is those operators, right? So you're a lot of times you're fighting yourself, right? Or like, you know, like you don't even know who's your teammate sometimes, right? Because the the dude standing next to you and the dude that's running up to shoot you guys is the same dude, right? Yeah, so you're just like
asshole in a ski mask.
Yeah, the same asshole in a ski mask. And you're just like, this is weird. Like, this is just so weird. And you know, like, why switch back to this? You know what I mean? It just seems so less than, right? There just wasn't as much care put into this as there was into the previous version. And it's just
I think it's that same thing, right? I mean, it's like Infinity Ward's entries tend to be way better, like consistently every time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just think, I mean, in some ways, it's hard to say this, but I think Treyarch's entries just seem to be worse. Like, I don't know if Infinity Ward should get the praise or Treyarch should get the diss, right? Like, because I don't think they're one and the same. Like the feeling behind it, but you know, I don't think Infinity Ward always nails it, but I feel like Treyarch
certainly not
always kind of does it, you know.
All I know is all the best Call of Duty games pretty much universally thought about are all Infinity Ward, so
yeah,
coincidence for sure. Probably not.
Yeah probably not.
I'm sure this will sell a lot, and I'm sure some people prefer this style. Like I remember we talked about this when we saw the launch trailer for PS4, and I was just like, wow, this looks so lame to me. Like the campaign, or like the way they presented it and the tone, it all just felt very like, ugh, this is not at all what I want. But I'm sure there's, you know, I'm not the target demographic, so it is almost like I'm sure they know what they're doing, but it is disappointing to hear that it just feels like just like a worse game, not a different game, a worse game, you know.
You know what's funny about this, like when you're playing the game, like, you know, like one of the maps is like Miami and there's like kind of this like synth wave kind of running through it, and it's like, that's not cool. Like it used to be cool, you know. What I mean, like
it was
like,
cool when Vice City came out.
Yeah, like people, well, and even I mean there's been a recent resurgence in that like in the past 5 years, right? But like we talked about before, Dr. Disrespect is basically a parody of that, you know what I mean? Like we're already beyond parody of like mullet, synthwave, big mustache. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and they're not playing it like it's a joke, you know? Like, so like, what are you doing? Like do something different in the 80s. If you want to do the 80s, like there was more going on in the world.
Crazy shit in the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. There's more going on in the world than minivans in Miami playing synthwave, right? Like, like there's different angles, right? Like, you know, you could have coked out millionaires, like coked out Wall Street, right? Like something, anything but this. But you know, it just seems so easy and like lazy to go that way as far as like your style. And I think that it just goes hand in hand with the fact that it just doesn't feel very cared for, you know. And I think that's kind of my biggest takeaway from it, which I think is sad.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, I'm kind of glad to hear you got a copy though, just because you know, you can, once it's actually out and live, you can play more of it and get a, you know, a more holistic perspective on it. Yeah, curious.
I'll have all the Cold War updates for you guys. All right?
Oh, thank God.
I will be doing Ronald Reagan's bidding in the Cold War and killing those fucking commies every chance I get. Don't you worry.
I have no desire to play this one. I mean, I'd play it. This is a perfect example of like, I would, if a friend had it on PS4, I'd definitely borrow it and like play through the campaign on normal. There's a campaign, right?
Yeah, I mean, not yet, but there will be a campaign.
Yeah, like, I do like the campaigns. Even the bad ones are always at least fun to play through. But, yeah, I'm definitely not buying this one. I have zero interest. And, like,
You got a problem with Ronald Reagan, bro?
Yes. Quite a few problems, but it's a different conversation. I played a lot of Modern Warfare, but I didn't nowhere near as much as you. I definitely got my money's worth. But I'm like, if I want to play Call of Duty, I'll just go fucking play that again because it was awesome.
Yeah, awesome game. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, great campaign. Great multiplayer, like, and I haven't played it in like 8 months, so I'm sure the multiplayer is way cooler now than it was even then.
Well, I mean, if you play the multiplayer a lot of people have a lot to complain about at all times, but yeah, it's still great multiplayer, you know, like it's still a lot of fun. Yeah, it's great.
Well, hopefully it's good when it comes out, but it is not sounding like a rosy picture you're painting.
No, it's gonna be a piece of shit, but that's okay. Lots of games are. We move on.
Like it's World Company.
It's not the other world. It's better than World Company. I'll give him that. So congratulations, right. Call of Duty. You fucking nailed it again. You're better than Rogue Company. All right. So another interesting thing that I played this weekend, and this is not just a game. It's talking about a console.
We're getting in a new console. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is the season for new consoles.
It is.
And boy, oh boy, did I do that new console thing.
Oh my God,
I bought the very controversial Quest 2 from Oculus / Facebook.
The Facebook Quest 2, they call it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of drama around it, right? A lot of people got their Facebook's account. So they tied it to... They made you basically merge your Oculus account with your Facebook account, right? And because Facebook is like in the crosshairs of like politics and, you know, like electioneering and all this stuff.
Yeah.
They basically will ban your account for anything, right? Like,
yeah,
if you make a new account, they will just ban it until
like, you're like, a bot. Verify fuck it, you.
Right. Yeah. You're a bot. But the problem is a lot of people made a Facebook account, linked their Oculus account, and then immediately got their Facebook account banned, which locked them out of their Oculus account.
Right.
Right? Because they're one account now. Or a lot of people bought
all their stuff.
Yeah, all their stuff. Or they bought a Quest 2, made a Facebook account, and immediately got banned, and they couldn't use their Quest 2. Right? Because it's all tied to that Facebook login. So, that shit is fucked up. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean...
It just sounds like a completely incompetent. Like, how could they let that happen? That seems like so basic.
Yeah, I got to imagine this is something that's going to get resolved.
Yeah, of course.
Because legally, like, how could they not have some resolution to it, right? Like, it seems crazy to be like, oh, yeah, we just bricked the thing you just bought because
of the goddamn not because Russians.
Not because you did anything wrong, just because we weren't sure if you did or didn't. So we just assumed you did.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, waste your money.
All access to your brand new expensive console.
Yeah.
So like, did you have any issues with this?
No, I had no issues at all. But I have an old
Facebook.
They
know you're not a robot.
Well, and I have a Facebook account that's existed for a long time. It's in, I don't know if you call it good standing, but whatever legitimate standing, right? So it's really not an issue. If you have a Facebook account that's live and not banned and, you know, has been used or whatever, like, you're not going to have a problem. The problem is if you need to make a Facebook account, right?
But I can imagine... I can't even imagine. I would be so fucking pissed off if that happened to me.
Oh, I would be so full of rage, you know?
Yeah, I'd be like, I already hate Facebook, like, and just give them a bunch of money, and then to be like, no, sorry, you're like, ugh, that shit drives me wild.
Yeah,
I'm glad you didn't have any issues with it.
No, and if you are planning to buy Quest 2, make your Facebook account early, right? Yeah. Let it warm up, right?
Call it not a bot.
Yeah.
So they know.
Or, you know, make your Facebook account, post a couple pictures. Like, let it get warm.
We'll friend you. We'll like your pictures.
Follow Tech Yeah Podcast Tech Yeah Podcast on Facebook. We'll say what up. What up, Dan? You're so real.
I'm so glad you're not a robot. Dan.
Yeah, you're so real, dude. I love real folks. But let it warm up, right? Don't make an account immediately link it to something and then never touch it again. And then spend money on that account, like, immediately, right? Like, that's a bad plan.
Maybe you should be able to do that. I mean, the whole thing is fucked up. But yeah, I do hear it. It's good advice. Just shouldn't be
I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to do that. I'm saying don't fucking burn your money, right?
Like no, yeah, it's good advice. So,
You should be able to ride a motorcycle safely on the streets, right? But the real talk is, just look around a lot because people are going to run you fucking over.
You
got to
be careful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about Facebook, right? Yeah, the legality and the safety are very different.
Yeah.
Very different things.
That's funny. Well, before we get into like your experience with it, why did you buy one? Like what transpired to make you think that was something you wanted? I'm always curious.
I'm just dumb. They had them at Target.
Like, I saw an ad and then next thing I do.
No, I didn't even know they were out yet, and I saw... What did I see? I think I was on the Target site, and they had like a Oculus is here thing or something, or maybe I saw a Twitter post about someone that received theirs in the mail, or I don't even know. But somehow I was like, oh, they're there. And I looked on Target and they're like, in stock for pickup at your local Target, Alhambra. And I was like, yeah, maybe they have them there. And so I went to Target and I was like, hey, you got any of the Quest? And he's like, I don't know. Let me look. And he went in the back and he's like, yeah, they're all just sitting back there, you know? And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't know. I've never even seen one before. And so I was like, okay, I'll take
hot off the truck.
And I was like, okay, I'll take one. It's fucking great. It's a great piece of hardware. Like, I've been very critical of VR on this very show. And I will say that, like, this is by far the best implementation I have seen of a mainstream VR headset. It's really good. It's all wireless. I'm on Wi-Fi on my PC right now because we just switched over to AT&T and the router's on the other side of the house.
I know, so, I can, like, tell because you sound like a robot on my end.
Do I really?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. So yeah, it can go in and out sometimes, right? Yeah. Especially when we record, because I have like everything closed, like all my doors and everything are closed. So I want to avoid
the
sound.
Wi-Fi can't get through the doors.
I mean, so the more obstructions you put in the way, the worse it is, right? But even with Wi-Fi, I can wirelessly connect to my network and wirelessly stream Steam to my headset and play games, and it's fine.
That's awesome.
And it's amazing. Comfortable? It's pretty comfortable. They have better straps, you know, I would say, like, and I think something that like VR people kind of do is get straps with like are back weighted to balance the weight of the headset, so it's not pulling forward all the time. They have a strap that's got a battery pack in the back of the strap to kind of shift some weight back. I bought a little battery bank. I'm thinking about like attaching it to the strap. I've seen some people make like 3D printed like little tab hooks that can hook onto the back and dangle a battery bank back there.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, it works really good. The wireless looks really good. I haven't had any problems. I mean, streaming from my PC to play Steam VR games. The games that come with it, I think, are really good. Like, or not come with it, but the Oculus games are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Rec Room. I've been playing a lot of poker. I play the poker game way too much. Because it's fun. I play Real VR Fishing is really good. Because it looks so nice. Like, Real VR Fishing, honestly, is the game that was designed for me. Because you literally sit there and fish in VR and it looks beautiful. But you can turn on a web browser and open YouTube and literally watch YouTube videos picture in picture while you're fishing, right? Or like put podcasts on in YouTube.
Yeah, welcome to the future. I love it.
Yeah, and I just sit there and turn some shit on and I'm just sitting there fishing, listening to this shit like for like hours. It's so bad. But
and then this is what we were talking about last week. And then you take off your VR headset and it's dark and you're like, oh shit, what did I just do for 4 hours?
Yeah, I'm sitting in a dark room with my roommate's kid just staring at me. You know, I'm like, oh, how long were you there?
I thought we were going to have dinner tonight. You're like, no. Yeah,
how long were you there?
I was fishing and watching VTubers.
Yeah, they could probably hear it too, because I don't have headsets on. So it's probably pretty disturbing.
That's so cool, though. I mean, I'm glad to hear the implementation's nice. I'm glad you got one too, because I was thinking about it. I always said I would get like the next version of the Oculus, because I agree. I used to play a lot of VR games at Newegg and reviewed a bunch of them, and almost without exception, I found the Oculus games to be the best. Maybe not the best looking, but now I assume the room scale stuff's there, like everything's outward facing, right? You don't need the sensors, or how does all that work?
Yeah, no sensors, there's nothing connected to it.
Yeah.
It's got built-in battery, the SoC is built in, nothing connected to the handsets. You literally put it on, it's like, draw your guardian, you just point and draw it. Or you say stationary, and you're whatever scale you want to play at, like, you know what I mean, like whatever scale you want to build around you,
that's fucking
is
awesome.
The scale, yeah, it's amazing. Like, the implementation of that stuff is amazing. Like, it's so good.
That was so clunky. Like, even with the first generation of the Vive, like, it was fun, but it was like, I was like, this is already feels outdated.
Yeah, I have a first generation Vive, and yeah. I didn't pay for it, so that's, you know, I guess I can say that's probably part of why I have no interest in it, you know what I mean? But it's terrible. Like, yeah. I set it up one time, I think, and was like, this is just the worst.
It's just so unwieldy,
like,
and like
it took like two power strips, like two USB hubs. You know what I mean? Like, you're just plugging so much stuff in, trying to get these like the light towers or whatever. Yeah. You're trying to get everything set up, and it's still not that good. You know, I think that's the worst part about it is like you invest so much energy into getting it ready to go. And then you're just like, yeah, this still fucking sucks, man. You know, like
yeah, at least the PSVR is like clunky and shitty as it is. It's like, yeah, pretty straightforward. And it's cheap. Yeah. The Vive is not cheap, or wasn't cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. The PSVR at least is pretty cheap. And yeah, it's just a camera, right? So like, if it works, it works, right? Like, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. And the Vive, you know, you still run into those issues where you block a sensor and your hand goes funky, or the game is like, oh, look at the ground, and you like get down on the ground and it's like, can't see you, so fuck off, you know. You're just like, you told me to go down here, game, you know. Like why did
you told me to do this?
Yeah, why did you do this if you're not gonna support me? Yeah, it's so bad. And this just works great, you know.
That's
and
awesome. But
what I think is great about it too is because it's wireless, like, you know, I literally had it on. My roommates were in the other room, and I just like put it on my head, walked out there, and I was like, hey, you guys got to see Google Earth, you know? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, here, put this on, you know? And that was it. That was the entire thing of like taking my VR rig, moving it to a different room, and showing it to people where they wanted to see it. Not being like, come into my room and put this on in my dark room, right? Being able to like take it to them and be like, hey, just strap this thing on and look inside. You don't even have to put the strap on. Just hold it to your face and look around. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And
I
can hold it to their kid's face and be like, look around, you're on a mountain. And they're like, this is so cool. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool. You know, like
I know, right?
Facebook. Yeah, I know, right?
Facebook rocks.
Facebook's the best. What can I say?
Well, so real quick, just a practical question, because I should probably know this, but I don't. So you said it's SoC, right? Because it's portable. But how does it compete as far as what it can and can't run, right? I mean, it still can't compete with like a dedicated GPU, right? I would think, but I don't know.
No. So I don't know. I've never seen I'm sure there are somewhere benchmarks for the SoC against, like, you know, I have a 1080 in my PC, so I can't imagine it runs much, much worse like than an old, you know. I imagine it's got to have some kind of power comparable, especially considered it's like limited load, right? Because it's only running these games with, like, I assume is a lightweight OS, right? It's not like my PC that's running Wallpaper Engine and Steam and, you know, a million other things while trying to run a VR game. But it runs pretty well. Most of the versions of the games I've seen are pretty good. A couple of the games have lesser versions, like the Oculus version isn't as good as the PC version. I know VR chat is limited. I think that's mostly a memory thing, because VR chat will just like store like 9 mil, like it'll just store everything in memory, right? Because there's like 100,000 hentai skins, right? And
they gotta store them somewhere.
Yeah, they got to be somewhere. You know, they can't just all exist in VR. So, you know, I think it's just memory issues for that game.
Like, please download this update.
And I know
10 terabytes of hentai skins.
I know Rec Room's a little behind. Like, I know there's a VR and Rec Room for PC that is coming to the Quest 2 but isn't out yet. So I imagine they're still developing that. But otherwise, like, you know, I mean, what do you want to play? Super Hot Runs, Beat Saber Runs. You know, like,
well, I guess I'm curious about, like, for example, the best VR game I played ever, and I'm sure there's been better ones since, was Lone Echo, which was, like, I wonder if that would run, because it looked pretty good at the time, but then again, it was, like, first generation, so I'm sure, I don't know, I guess I'm just curious. I'm always curious. I mean, to me, the accessibility of it and the portability of it, I mean, that more than mitigates it. I'm not even criticizing it necessarily, I'm just more curious, like, can it run everything just at lower resolution, or is there some stuff that's completely off limits? Or I guess I could just look and see What so Lone Echo,
I think Lone Echo is an Oculus game.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so Lone Echo will run on the Quest 2, and Echo Arena is a free Quest game, right?
Because it's a free. Yeah, that's Oculus correct. Game. It was like a spin-off.
Yeah, it's like the multiplayer.
Engine. Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, the reality is because so you can connect your Quest 2 to your desktop with a USB cable, right? Mm-hmm. And use that to stream Steam games, basically, or any VR content off of your desktop, right? But what I do, I use this virtual desktop program. It's $20. And with that, you can wirelessly stream. So really, worst case scenario, you can wirelessly offload any of that from the headset to your PC, right? So like, if you want to play Half-Life Alyx, right? Like, you can do that if you have a gaming PC, right? As long as you're on the same network, you don't have to be standing next to it. Like, you could be standing next to your wireless router. Your gaming piece could be somewhere else, right? And as long as they're both on the same network and have good connections, like, you can play anything. Anything that's on Steam, you can launch on your Quest 2, right?
Yeah,
so interesting. And that implementation, to me, is just so crazy, right? Like,
no, it is. It's amazing. It's, like, almost
nothing else. Hard to nothing believe. Else can do that. Nothing else can do that. Like, no other VR system I've seen can completely wirelessly stream, like, fully fledged Steam VR games, right? That you would need like an Index to play otherwise.
Yeah, right? No, that's incredible.
It's incredible.
Well, look right? at like, us, man. We're turning into Microsoft, Facebook fanboys. Everything, you know, 2020 is just changing us.
I mean, not Microsoft, but yeah, Facebook. We're all in.
Oh, Halo. Halo's
like
good.
Beat Saber. I play from Steam. Which you would think would be terrible because it's got a stream and, you know, it's like
latency
is such an issue. But, you know, my issue hasn't been latency. Like, sometimes I'll get like a hiccup in connection where it's like it has a short stutter. But when it's connected, the latency is perfect. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I will say I probably get hiccups because I'm wireless to my PC and wireless to my Quest 2. They recommend having your PC connected directly and wireless to your Quest 2, right?
Yeah, which a is lot what of people, my that's what my setup would be.
Yeah, what a lot of people I saw do is have wire to their PC and then set their PC as a hotspot for Wi-Fi and then connect the Oculus 2 to that hotspot. Hmm. So it would have like the lowest latency, right? So it's a direct connection from the Quest 2 to the PC Wi-Fi.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it runs so good. It's amazing. That,
yeah, that's fucking great. System, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, like that system's amazing. I think it's a shame that like Facebook got involved and made it all fucky, right? I think that's a real bummer, especially for...
Yeah, it's just bad optics.
Yeah, especially for how great the headset is, right? To have something stand in its way like that, I think is real fucking lame. But regardless, it's a headset I've... Like, it's better than any headset I've seen before.
That's right? So
like
cool, yeah.
The way it handles things, I think the controllers are pretty good. But just the wireless nature of it makes it so much more, right, than any headset I've used.
Yeah, it just makes it less of, like, a whole production, right? Because, like, even the PSVR, which, again, is pretty low impact, is still, sometimes I'm like, I'll set it up. And I'm like, nah, I'd have to, like, plug in a camera, get an adapter.
Get the breakout box.
Yeah, and then I have to charge the controllers. And, like, this is just, yeah, pretty straightforward. It's like, oh, there's the thing. The controllers are charged, done. Like, that alone just means it'd be so much more useful.
Controllers take AA batteries. Mine haven't died yet. I bought some
just get some rechargeable ones.
I bought some USB rechargeable ones to see if those will work.
Oh, that's badass. I didn't know that existed, but that's really cool.
Yeah, they have AA's.
No, that makes sense. That's USB awesome. Plug. I love
right?
that.
Right. So I bought a set of those. I've heard mixed reviews on if they're like good or not, but once the controllers die, I'll test them out. Yeah. But yeah, so it's like, you know, it's yeah, I think my previous experience, what I played the most before this was PSVR. Yeah. And even just the fucking wires, man. Like, the wires ruin VR. Yeah, like, they ruin it. And so, so this on its own is... It's added complications to VR I never thought existed because you really do get directionally lost without wires tugging you in the direction.
It's like you're too free.
Yeah. I saw a lot of guys talking about that they do, like double rugs under them, like they'll crisscross. They'll put one rug down and then put another rug like perpendicular on top of the rug so that they can always feel the center with their feet, you know? And that's, I'm starting to think that way because it's like, man, like you can really get lost in here, you know? Like, But it's got some cool features. You can double tap on the headset at any time to see through the cameras, like AR view. It can track. It does hand tracking.
Yeah, because it's all outward facing, right?
So you can put your controllers down and pull your hands up, and it'll track your hands and your fingers, and you can navigate with hand tracking, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I'm sold. How much are they?
So the small one is $300, and the big one's $400.
Ooh, that's cheap.
So 64 and 256 gigs. I bought the small one because, honestly, I plan to stream most big games off of SteamVR. Like,
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Very
tempting. I might have to get one. That's cool. I always liked the Oculus the best, and I always said I'd get the second gen, which is what this is pretty much. Now it's a little different.
Get one. We'll both get some fucking hot ass avatars. We'll go in a furry room and we'll just fucking gif, bro. We'll just gif.
Sounds
down
like
hard.
A dream come true,
dude. We'll gif so hard. It'll be so hot.
In our sweaty rooms. I wonder if you can run like Linux and then like, that'd be badass. Run like a Linux terminal in the headset.
Well, I'm sure you could, right?
That would be so futuristic.
Oh god, is that what the future? Is that what you picture the future is?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's the Yiffy rooms and the furry stuff too, but I'm imagining a Linux terminal in a headset. It's like some Johnny Mnemonic shit, you know?
Dude, the future is me in a military Hatsune Miku avatar hanging out with a bunch of furries while they yiff, okay? That's what the future looks like. That's what Cyberpunk is going to be. And don't you fucking forget it, okay? I'll hear nothing more on the subject. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Well, I might be picking one of these up. And so you think the 64 gigs is probably all right?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a gaming PC, the 64 gig is absolutely perfect, right? Because you just don't need the storage.
Yeah.
And Oculus games built on the Oculus for the Oculus are small, right?
Yeah, by design.
Shockingly small. I was surprised how most of these games are less than a gigabyte, right? They're like phone games. A lot of it does streaming, you know, so it's like it uses the Wi-Fi to stream like images in and stuff. But yeah, generally these games are pretty small. So you're not, even the stuff you want to install on the headset itself, I don't see a big issue with storage, but yeah, if you have a PC, who cares, right?
Yeah,
you get that wireless setup, bro. It's fucking Gucci.
That's cool. Yeah, maybe I'll check one out. It looks like they're all sold out now.
Are they really?
Yeah, but I'll look around a little bit. You know, I know some people.
Well, maybe if they're all sold out, maybe I'll sell mine. Don't buy one yet. If I'm gonna sell mine, you want to buy mine?
No, hold on.
$500.
Jesus, no, I'll wait a month.
Oh, there's one in the store by my house. Real talk, if you can't find one, I'll buy one for you and I'll ship it to you.
Oh, that's very nice. I'm sure, you know, I don't mind waiting a couple weeks. It's not a big deal.
No, I'm just saying, because they're available at my local Target, you know, I don't mind grabbing one for you.
Yeah, cool. Well, maybe next show will be in VR. Who knows?
Bro, if we're doing it from the virtual world, come on.
That actually would be really fun and bizarre. We'd have to stream it, though, or like at least make a video.
Well, I think, yeah, if we both get them, we should do a stream anyway of us in the virtual world doing a show, like a supplementary show about pop music.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. Yeah. About Silent Hill.
No Silent Hill. I won't talk about spooky stuff in VR. I avoid VR and spooks at every chance I get. Don't spook me, all right? No spooks allowed. No spooks allowed.
Fair enough, even though it's Halloween.
No, fuck Spooktober. I said Spooktember to my friends yesterday, and they're like, what did you just say? And I said, yeah, Spooktember.
They're like, no, dude. That ain't it.
That's that averse to spooky stuff. I can't even say it. all right, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. We know we did a lot of news today, so thanks for listening to us talk about all of our gaming for the week. We love you. You can find us at Tech Yeah Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, techyeahpodcast.com for the latest news.
Yeah.
Where else can you find us? Did I miss anything? techyeahpodcast@gmail.com. You can send us an email, say hello, tell us why the Quest 2 is evil because Facebook owns it. Please don't buy one. Save them all for us.
Thank you. Yeah, so make sure you save at least one for me.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you guys for listening. Leo, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, just look forward to seeing y'all in VR in a little bit.
Yeah, dude, let's take this Let's take this online, boys. Let's go to the virtual world together. Just find me in VR chat in the furry hangout room.
That's where I'll be from now on.
Mm-hmm. That's where I live now. All right. See you guys. Love you. Thanks. Bye.